Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, we have much to cover today. I wanted to hit a topic which most people want to overlook. Recently, I was in a town probably about 40 minutes away from my studio location. And while I was there, I walked in, and this is a part of the state of Minnesota that they're drawing Muslims in. Now, keep in mind, Marxist Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska, and Marxist Keith Ellison, that just means that they're the children of the devil, John 8:44. That's really what it means. They're sons of Belial. That's what they are. But Keith Ellison, who's from Michigan, both of them want to draw in 200 to 300% more of the Muslim population into the state of Minnesota. Pay attention to what precedes judgment upon a people. I mean, look at the things that Minnesota's responsible for. They open the door to pretty much anything and everything, and if they say they don't agree with it, well, I can tell you they agree with it by not standing against it, right? That's just how it works. Spurgeon was right. If you don't preach out against it, it means you're guilty of it in one way or another. But you look at the sodomite agenda here in Minnesota, which, by the way, is pushed on the people through the mainstream media. They browbeat people into submission. That's not working out too well for them. But what's important for me to point out is the fact that if you look at the sodomites, notice how they play the victims when, in fact, again, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. Who's right on their heels playing the same method? The Muslims are, right? They come here, they play the victims when in fact, they came over to America, friends. They were actually rescued from the lifestyle, the death cult in which they came from. I mean, look at the countries that they came from, friends. They were completely desolate, destroyed. These people are coming from nations that are stricken with civil war. And so they're bringing their culture into Minnesota here. And again, it's important for you to understand because sooner or later it's going to happen to you. Now, let me just go full circle and put this up against Galatians 6:7, that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully just so you can understand how this has everything in the world to do with you as well in the United States. Was it about 9 months ago now, 18 governors wanted to allure or open the doors, the floodgates, to Somalians into America. Again, consider the people that they're pulling in to the United States of America. Again, it's perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And if you pay attention to the fact that the 18 states, you want specificity when it comes to the Word of God here, I'm going to give it to you. 70 million babies have been murdered by your government because you have allowed them to do so. That's your reflection, right? Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. Wasn't it interesting? 70 million babies have been murdered. That's the equivalent of 18 states. Now you have 18 states, the governors of each state, that want to open the floodgates to those that want to dismember you and behead you. I didn't say it. They said it. Going back to the state of Minnesota, they want to pull in 200 to 300% more Muslims into the country. Not here, by the way. If they're wearing their religious garb, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. Just ask them, okay? You don't have to ask me. You can go ahead and ask them. They'll tell you. They blurt the truth out in their confusion, friends. But now going back over into Minnesota, 40 minutes away, I went into a Walmart last week. And I got to say, I got to be honest about it, every Muslim kid that I've ever met has been a cool kid. But look what they've been feeding on, the doctrine of devils. And that's the truth of the matter. And interestingly enough, I was getting some blades, and I asked this young kid to get me some blades out of a secured area with blades in them so a man can shave his face, right? So I asked him the question. I was just playing stupid. I knew what was going on because when I got to the store in particular, this area where the Muslims are beginning to come into the state of Minnesota, what was interesting is when I first got there, I looked at a cop car that was set there, and they had security guards driving around the parking lot, and that alone. A majority of it's Muslim, okay? When I walked in, went over to the kid, needed some blades, everything was locked up. I said, why is everything locked up? He said, because of the high rate of theft. Keep in mind what I said, friends. A majority of the people that are going to those stores are Muslims. So let me get this right. They come from civil war, war-torn nations. They come to America for a better way of life, and then when they get here, they begin to abuse that system in which is there to help them have a better life. I mean, they don't pay taxes. They get their rent paid. Many of them do. They don't have to work. They get cars given to them, vans given to them. I mean, some of these folks, people, have nicer cars than most people that have been working here their whole lives, and they were given to them. But they're abusing the system is what I'm telling you. And you don't have to ask me. You can go ahead and look at statistics in other countries, and we'll get to that in just a couple minutes as well, friends. But you can rest assured that this death cult is coming to a city near you, and it's not just the cities neither. It's the little towns, friends. What they're doing is your government is using them to colonize. And again, I know it comes full circle like this, but look at the history of Adolf Hitler. He used the Muslims to do what? To kill off his political opposition. And we all the well know, this is factual information, and I'm going to play the videos for you. Sean Hannity back in 2009 covered it, the 35 jihadi camps in America that the mainstream media is not talking about. Just think about it. Your northern borders and your southern borders are completely wide open right now. And Anderson Cooper, back in 2009, did a really good report as well. Now, if you've seen this before, great. Watch it again, but pay attention to the details because you're always going to find the devil there. In many cases, you don't need to just look at the details, friends, because the devil's just right there telling you what they're wanting to do, and that is to take down the system of government within America. Now, everybody will look at the Muslims and say, wait a second, look at these. They're bad, bad people. The question is, why is your said representatives drawing them into your country? Why? Why are they drawing these sorts of people into your country? Because, again, it is a perfect system of judgment that God is using to bring upon a people that are disobedient. They love God so much, they at every given opportunity, they disobey him, friends. And put that up against 1 John 2:4, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Hey, folks, we're getting into some serious times. We've been here for some time, but it's getting more dangerous and more dangerous. And the reason I'm saying that is just this week, friends, an officer was killed in Fargo, North Dakota, by a Muhammad Barakat, who also shot at two other officers who are now in critical condition. Why are they doing that? Well, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I just wanted to highlight this really quick. If you want to check us out online, by the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Fargo, North Dakota. Police in Fargo confirmed that an officer was dead and two others injured after a shooting on Friday afternoon. The suspect, who was also killed, and a civilian sustained serious injuries. On Saturday afternoon, Fargo police released more information about the officers involved, including identifying the one who was killed, the 23-year-old Jake Wallen, who became a police officer in April of 2023. Did you hear what I said, friends? Of 2023. Can you imagine the grieving that the parents are going through right now? Killed by somebody that came over here on the behest and the invitation of our said representatives who are committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. We have a fallen soldier, a police officer, protecting us from the crimes of these individuals who was shot and killed by one that came over from Somalia into America. Can you imagine the tensions today across the country? Sweet guy. Here, I want you to see him really quick. This is kind of hard, guys, because when you look at this kind of stuff, here he is right here. If you're on social media platforms, that's him in the middle. This is him receiving his graduation diploma right when he becomes a police officer in Fargo. That's him. What a cute kid. Shot down for absolutely no reason whatsoever. I want to say this. For those that have a taste in your mouth that police officers are bad, it's not all of them. As a matter of fact, 90% of them are not bad. 90% of them are good guys. Okay, I can tell you that firsthand from experience. I have more friends that are sheriffs and police officers and military police than I know what to do with. They're good people. They're upholding the law. That's what makes them good, is they're upholding the law that God gave. Amen? And I'm saying that for the reason that too many people are out there taking on the very narrative that the mainstream media is trying to push on you, that police are just all bad. And you see them all day on social media platforms, these bad cops acting out of their scope of authority. Well, guess what? That makes them as much of a criminal as the ones that they're harassing then, right? If it were to be lawful, read 1 Timothy 1:7 and 8 when you get a moment, friends. Just think about this. Don't take on the narrative that the mainstream... See, they want to show you the mainstream media in corruption, the communists within the system of government, and there's a lot of them. What are they trying to do? They're trying to paint a picture that the police are not doing a good job, and they're highlighting all of the bad cops that they can find, friends, right? Only to what... And by the way, in many cases, if they're not bad, they'll try to paint them out in demonization by demonizing them, by painting them into a position of a... bad, bad police officer, because they want to paint that in your minds. What you need to understand, friends, is Marxists and communists within the government in the United States of America are trying to show you how bad the cops are. For what reason? They want to show you that the cops are inept. They're worthless. We don't need them. Why? Because they want to bring in a military rule. They want to replace the police with the military. And simultaneously, what are they doing, friends? They're trying to disarm the American people. Pay attention to what's going on here. Okay, back to the point. So we have an officer killed in Fargo. The officer simply came to a call where there was a car accident. He shows up, and this Muslim gets out, and he starts to shoot at the police. Starts to shoot at the police. Now, keep in mind, Fargo, North Dakota, of all places, friends, is also one of those cities that they are colonizing in. Into smaller towns throughout the United States of America. And again, keep in mind the purpose of them colonizing here in the first place. Also keep in mind, friends, if they're wearing the garb, they're not here to assimilate. What are they doing? Friends, they're attacking our system. What are they doing? They're asking for their own system of government within the United States of America. That is the act of treason, friends, and it's exactly what's happening here today. I want to start by rewinding just a little bit. If you want to call in, please do it anytime. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to understand that this type of propaganda coming from the mainstream media. Should I slow down there? Yeah, I think I should. Why? Because for 18 years, it was the same mainstream media that was trying to convince you that the Muslims were terrorists and they were the ones that were responsible for tearing down the two towers. 18 years later, what are they doing? Protecting them. Trying to get them into school systems. Trying to give them their own way and system of government in the United States of America. At every given step of the way, that's exactly what's happening. Ask the SPLC, that subversive communist group, and ask the ACLU, that subversive communist group, and you'll understand. Look at the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches, friends. What are they doing? Attacking Christians, but trying to make way in defending those that are here to uproot who we are as a people. They're using them now as a battering ram. But this type of propaganda fosters an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture. That's what they're painting into their minds. Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. And again, we need to understand what's going on here, friends, because they're infiltrating little by little. Now, I want to say this, too, because this comes to my aid right now. Well, a majority of the American people, because we've highlighted this before, are taken with Tucker Carlson, distracting the people by having a conversation with creepy Mike Pence over the last weekend. Do keep in mind, they're distracting you from what's really going on. You're Americans, you're the ones that are under attack. Open your eyes. Your way of life, your system of government, your Christian heritage is all under attack by who? Your said representatives. Inadvertently or advertently. One of the two. Matters not. Okay? Let me show you what's going on in public schools really quick, and then I'm going to get to some videos for you as well concerning what's going on here. Muslim indoctrination into the public schools. Interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, and studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. Why? Listen carefully. As a result, American kids that are dropped off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies are now indoctrinating them with what? Learning to become a Muslim in a public school in America, fasting for Ramadan in public schools in America, learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools in America, adapting a Muslim name in public schools in America, and even going so far as to stage a jihad war against non-Muslims. This is how they're educating, as they would call it, in public schools, friends. This is insanity, to say the least. If you look at the Muslim infiltration into the universities, it's just as heavy, if not more heavy, friends. Isn't it interesting how young people, and I highlighted this on Friday, how they go from home, and then they go into a system that's set up to basically tear them down and to recreate them, their kids, the American people's kids, in colleges, to recreate them into an image that is totally un-American. As a matter of fact, even going so far as to put into these kids to be anti-American. Isn't that what's happening? Yep, that's what these are for. And yet Americans know it, and yet Americans continuously throw their kids into the schools to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We got Charlie calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hey, Bradley. Good to be here. Thank you. Just wanted to say a few things. Looking at a few things here, like, first of all, it's hard to take verbatim what you're saying. Not that I'm for Muslims or anything like that, or anything in that manner. It's more like you're giving them a pass as far as the cop is concerned. And where I am about that, I can't get over this fact that it isn't 90% of them. There's no way. It's more like 90% of them are bad from what I can see. Now, in your capacity, you say you know a lot of them. That's great. But you know them in your capacity, and they know you in your capacity. Yep. They're not going to act the same as they would act toward me, for instance, if they know
right.
who you are.
Right.
So that's a disconnect right there. I've had a recent dealing with the court system here in Sanilac County, Michigan, and I can tell you, they laughed when I mentioned the Constitution and my rights. They
yep.
laughed at me.
Yep.
So,
Charlie, let me do this. I want to hold you over for the next segment, if you don't mind. I got a hard break. Uh-huh. I want to pull you right back up. Will you hold on for me?
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Okay, cool. Yep, I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Weather Service says triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again hitting the U.S. Residents in a county neighboring Philadelphia heading back to their homes following a train derailment. Barron Hill Fire Chief Chris Schwartz.
Five cars containing urea, which is a liquid fertilizer, and one car containing tetrachloroethylene. Out of an abundance of caution, incident commanders evacuated 12 nearby residents.
The incident occurred early this morning just outside Philadelphia. The evacuation has been lifted. Seniors in the East and Southeast U.S. are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. That's according to new data that's been published in the Alzheimer's Association Journal. The report includes the first ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, let's pick Charlie back up from Michigan. Charlie, go ahead and make those comments again, please, and then let's go over a couple of them because I want you to understand that I'm understanding what you're saying as well.
Yeah, it's just a real tough situation right now in understanding what's happening as far as our policing, for one thing. It's hard to believe anything that they say, it seems to be getting worse. Now, we've been, I believe, blessed with a lot of these First Amendment auditors who are out there doing the dirty work. And what's being exposed is that these cops don't know the law.
Yeah, that's right.
They're enforcing the law that they don't know. That's almost like a joke on us. You know, nope. We're going to stick these cops out there, give them tasers and guns and everything else, and not teach them the law. Slap in the face.
Let me address that first. So last year there was over 400 graduates from law school, and they were asked to make reference as to where the law came from. Did you know that not one of them that graduated could make reference as to where the law was extracted from?
Sure, absolutely.
Yet they put their hand in the Bible swearing to God that they'll uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But here's the thing, Charlie, because I see all this all the time, too. I see it with the representatives. I mean, you can literally read the Constitution two or three times, and you can... And this is not an exaggeration. You can school a representative because they don't even know what the law says. They don't know the Constitution. What comes to my aid right now is I was in South Dakota once preaching at a church, and there was a senator that was up in the front, and she was a senator for 6 years, and I asked her the question, so what does the Constitution say? She didn't have a clue. And it's the same thing with the police. Now, Charlie, if you don't know this, I've been to your state 46 times over the last 3 years, and I was the guy standing on the Capitol stairs during the pandemic. I pointed my finger at all the cops that were saying that they were just doing their jobs with their black masks on, harassing people that didn't go along with it. I said to them, I said, did you not swear to uphold the Constitution? And I was directly talking to the police by name, and they knew I was talking to them, and of course they just kept distancing themselves from me, because what I was doing was shaming them to do their job. And they haven't taken the time to know it, and yet Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I told them, I said, if you were doing your job right now, you would go all the way to the top and deal with the ones that are giving you tyrannical orders, because what you're enforcing right now is completely unlawful and it's tyrannical. And they're acting outside of their scope of authority. And like you said, they sit there and they say they're doing their job when they're not doing their job. I totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, and it really, really seems to be getting worse as far as the school boards, the city civic boards, especially out in places where there's a lot of money in California, places like that. These people are sitting on these civic boards and they're making $300,000 a year.
Yep, that's right.
And they own the police, and that's obvious. The cops are doing their work, and they're not doing the work of the people. And it just gets worse from there in this, the thin blue line. Now we have them against us. By doing that, they're not working for us anymore. They're now their own group, their own
Yeah, operation. Agents of the state. They're now agents of the state, exactly. Correct.
And that can only be against the people who have employed them in the first place.
Well, and here's the other thing, because I've heard that too, and it's like, wait a second. So if you go back to May 1945 during the Nuremberg trials, the first thing Truman said at the very offset of those hearings, he said, the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. And every one of those individuals, everyone without exception, said that they were just following orders from Adolf Hitler. So in other words, they killed everybody at the order coming from Adolf Hitler, but what they failed to recollect was that they swore an oath to God and man too, that they would uphold the Constitution in that republic in which they had during that time. Well, guess what? A lot of them were executed because they weren't doing that job or their job. If they were doing their job, they would have put a stop to Adolf Hitler, but they failed to recollect that when they were on top of the mountain, per se, until they hit the bottom. Then they realized their errors. Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. He didn't pull the trigger one time, Charlie.
Right. And what I see now is the police becoming more and more arrogant in that way. They have more rights than they should against the people. They're not peace officers anymore.
Yeah.
They really believe that, and this is the majority of police that I've seen, and all over, the internet, but they really truly believe, and I've known a few cops, that they have the right to just walk up to anybody and demand ID.
Yeah.
That's USSR 56.
Yeah. It depends on what state again. And again, I'm totally following you. But on the other hand, I got to tell you, Charlie, if I was around a bunch of guys, because within myself, having this conversation with you right now, I cannot recollect one of the guys that I know in law enforcement that even has an inkling of a thought of breaking the law or violating the oath. They're actually standing on the side of the Constitution. The majority of them are there. And if I felt that they were playing the hypocrite with me, I wouldn't have them around me. I can tell you that first and foremost.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I realize there are some. It just seems like the majority are turning the other direction now. And I believe this, too. I believe that they're being led astray by their superiors.
Yep.
Their superiors don't want to hear that they're out there breaking people's constitutional rights. And they don't want to hear it themselves. No, I have to do what I have to do. I have to gain control of every situation. And it doesn't matter what's going on. And here's another thing. There is no possibility in this country of having innocent before guilty. with the cops in the middle.
You know what's sad about all this? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, and again, those are the ignorant ones. Those are the ones that are obeying their orders rather than their own oaths. And
yeah, it's not up to them to judge what's going on, only to take care of the situation, but they do. They've been given discretion, and they've been given qualified immunity on top of it. So, I mean, they think that they're geniuses out there, and they're social workers on top of it. You know, they don't know what's going on, and it's a mess.
Well, that's why we got to be educated so we can educate, and if they fail to learn that lesson, you know, that system of tyranny is going to only go so far, too. But I would caution all of us that are listening right now, be careful that we turn against each other, because it's interesting how the higher-ups, they give the orders, but the people don't hold them accountable. And oftentimes when you see them give the orders, it divides the people against each other. The people need to be smarter than that and deal with the people that are giving the orders. Because that's lay the axe to the root of the tree, per se. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I totally appreciate the call, Charlie. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Brown City, Michigan.
Okay, awesome. Are you listening to me on radio or on internet?
We got you on Rumble, and when you're not clear there, we go to the radio.
Oh, gotcha. Awesome. Okay, well, I appreciate the phone call very much, Guy. And I want to try to hit as much information as I can while I have the time. And again, I am going to stand up for what I see, friends. And I got to tell you, the area in which I live, I've been here for about 20 years. I have met one cop, and I think he was just having a bad day. He didn't get his coffee that morning, but outside of that, I think he's a pretty cool guy. I'm very involved wherever I go, and I'm also the guy that is not going to be wronged, and if I am, I'm not going to allow it. And I don't know if that's what fares for me. You know, the old saying is Benjamin Franklin said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. I've never lived my life as a sheep. So hopefully that has a little weight to it. But I think on the other side, too, the point that I was making is 20 years that I've been here, every single sheriff that I've met has been cool. There's no better way to say it. They're good guys. They've been really cool people. And I don't want that to go away. And on the other hand, what Charlie just said, I've seen that too in my younger years. But you know what? In many cases, the trouble that I was in with these cops was I was in trouble for doing the wrong thing, not the right thing. So even if I didn't like the police officer for what he was doing to me, when I look back at it, he was right. He was totally right because I was the one that was off base. He wasn't. So anyways, that's my experience. And again, I don't want to overlook the fact that there are bad apples in every agency, in every bunch. But for the most part, I am going to stand with our blue. There's more to what's behind what I'm saying to you than just the fact that I've seen cool cops. I see these guys laying down their lives, a lot of them, literally. And when I see the younger guys especially, it really is bothersome. I mean, when I look at a kid like the one that I just showed you concerning the shooting that just took place in North Dakota, I mean, the kid is 23 years old. He just got out of school. He was just hired 3 months ago. He was called to an accident, and some foreigner that comes into America pulls out a gun and he starts shooting people. He shoots three cops, one dead. That's bothersome, man, and that should bother us all. And I want to tell you why, because this is the history of what we see with these said Muslims. And you say, well, you're stereotyping. I don't care. Go ahead and say whatever you want to say. Here's the history of what we're dealing with. And if you want to overlook it, you can to your own demise, but I'm not going to. When you look at Denmark, over 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. When you look to Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That's 780 crimes every single day. These are the ones that needed help, and the German people opened their borders to them. Look what they did to them. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all these crimes were rapes by less than 2% of Muslims. Where are the men? In England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. The UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. Pay attention, America. USA, 91.4% of the Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% are on cash welfare. Did you sign up for that? Absolutely not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to highlight this really quick. Did you see that? Did you remember when in New Mexico where those kids were being raised up in a compound, which was being run by armed Muslim extremists? Do you remember this? And then authorities found all the children living in deplorable living conditions after raiding the property, looking specifically for a three-year-old boy who they found dead. You know what those kids were being raised up for? Hey, folks, listen, by agencies within the United States of America, they were being raised up to commit terror acts in public schools, to shoot up schools. I had the local sheriff on. This is probably 5 years ago. You know, exactly 5 years ago. The date is August 10th, 2018. And he had said that the compound was discovered, the FBI came in and basically scrubbed all the evidence. Just so you understand again what's going on here. folks, I can only do one thing right now, and that's give you the information that you need. And if you want to ignore it, then you can ignore all of your own demise here. I'm going to go ahead and play this one video for you. And as soon as I'm done playing this video for you, I then want to take some of these phone calls for the time allotted here. So let's go ahead and play this first one. You're going to have to look in the window here, friends. It's not giving me the whole picture for some reason, but check it out.
Responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps.
Training camps in America, Hannity reported in 2009.
Upstate New York, or in Canada, or in
all across in Michigan, Canada, New York, North Carolina.
You can reach us.
The tape goes on.
Wherever you are, you can reach us, they said.
Tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies.
Isn't that kind of bizarre, friends, that they're
cars, kidnapping, weapons training,
able to come into America and have 35 jihadi camps set up across the country, and you haven't heard a peep about this from your government?
Isn't that
rather disturbing?
Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to...
Okay, so for the sake of time here, friends, I want to go to the next one because I want you to see this, because this was Anderson Cooper. I'm just going to play a moment
Muslims
of this as well. Check this
the
out.
Carnage. They call themselves the Revolution Muslim. Today on their website...
This is when they told you the truth, America.
An officer and a gentleman, they said, quote, we love you. At the same time, they called the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, eternal hellfire. These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight, out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their
2009.
Message a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. Drew Griffin of CNN Special Investigations Unit has this Uncovering America report.
For 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here, against the violence that
yeah.
right now
sweeps yeah.
many
Says
Muslim
the devil.
Countries. Mm-hmm. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation.
Guys, this is what
Islam
they always say.
Islam opposes any kind of hatred against anybody.
These are the brothers of Revolution Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside
2009
6th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy.
Youssef Al-Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam, and Yunus Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate.
Say what
and
they need to say and then we'll pull the video.
They count you as a disbeliever. Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is a religion, like
we're
I said.
Commanded to terrorize the
in
disbelievers.
The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Turhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded.
It's a terrorize.
To terrorize.
Doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what
are
you're.
You,
I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
It is that jihadist version of Islam which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified.
Okay, so let's just aside of this, friends, I do want to say this, and then we'll take these phone calls really quick. It's interesting to note that much of what this guy was saying was true. The reason Americans are hated to the degree that they're hated by the Middle East is because of what Americans have allowed their politicians to do to their prospective countries. That's exactly why you're hated. You know, I suggest this. If the politicians want a war, then send them to the next war, because that's how you're going to stop the war. And quit drinking in the Kool-Aid every time they want to sell you that we have to go take care of some third world dictator every time they whisper. And it's interesting, they've never been in war. And furthermore, if you go back over to the pedophile Henry Kissinger, who sits next to every president since Nixon that I can think of or recollect, he's the one that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. I just think about what he said, friends. So again, if you want to stop this nonsense, then quit allowing your politicians to send your boys or our boys in any sense of the word to go up into third world country. Because if you look at Iraq, who profited from Iraq more than Cheney and Bush's friends? Nobody did. $34 billion. If you think that's crazy, how many times have we played the video by General Wesley Clark, who said the only reason that we were there is because of their natural resources? And over a million innocent Iraqis were killed. And then the president, after the Iraqi war, after they made their billions of dollars, they told the American people, oops, sorry, not once, not twice, but three times, oh, we made a mistake, there was no weapons of mass destruction. How many boys died in that war, friends? Our boys. Senseless, only to make them rich. Maybe we should listen to Smedley Butler next time, huh, folks? I think so. Steve calling from Minnesota. Steve, you got 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, I was going to say the problem is the cops are asked to enforce unconstitutional laws in a constitutional way. You know, they're young men fresh out of school. I work with the guys all the time in EMS, and they're, you know, all these laws are being passed, and then, you know, we turn around and say, well, don't violate my constitutional rights. Well, when have we turned around and told the legislature and the city councils and all them, hey, you shouldn't have passed them. Don't ask those guys to enforce them. You know, there's a lot of times I don't agree with me when I'm outside of the situation, but when I'm me inside the situation, it's not as easy. All of a sudden, you got to a problem and you got to deal with it, and they're young guys that want to feed their family, and they also don't want to get killed and go home, you know, they end up dead.
Amen. I mean, there's two sides to every story, right? But I guess the only thing, when I was talking to Charlie from Michigan, the only thing I could say to him was my experience. And I'm the guy that moved 37 times. I was the kid that was raised up in what you would call the hood. And I believe that I've seen pretty much everything I needed to see during that particular time. And I have to be honest, Steve, the only time I ever got in trouble with the cops is when I was doing something stupid and I deserved exactly what I got. On the other hand, I see the bad cops out there too. I see the social media scrolls, and a lot of that stuff bothers me as well, but they're highlighting the squeaky wheel when a majority of them are not that way. You're an EMT. What do you see firsthand, Steve, with the police?
Well, it's like the Minneapolis cops. I might have been worse than them if I had to work where they work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a hard place to work, and so they're doing the best they can, and it's awful hard to say that when you're getting shot at actually quite regularly.
Absolutely. Guys, welcome to I'm sorry, not welcome. Thank you. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. First Down 318.
Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.